9:15 is our time at WAMV, and we're really pleased to have with us Regina Lopez White Skunk, who's a member of the Ute Mountain Tribe and a member of Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition, who has an important thing that's been going on in out in Utah, but she'll tell us all about this. And Regina, good morning to you. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, good morning. It's my honor to be able to have this opportunity to share what it is that a group of five tribes have joined together to create a coalition to have one sovereign voice speak in regards to such an absolutely important issue. And we're looking to seek a national monument designation of 1.9 million acres in southeastern Utah in the Red Rocks area, an absolutely beautiful place, but very sacred to Native Americans.
Now, which tribes are involved?
We have the Navajo Nation, we have the Zuni Pueblo Tribe, the Hopi Tribe, the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, and the Uinta Ouray Tribe of Utah.
And this area that's being set aside, what tell us about the importance of that.
It's absolutely important to all of the tribes of the coalition, but many more even outside of that group. And it's a vast landscape that consists of over 10,000 documented cultural sites. There's many more that are undocumented. And the reason why we're seeking a designation through the Antiquities Act and is basically because the area needs protection and preservation. Currently, there's active looting occurring. There's desecration of several burial sites. Petroglyphs are being vandalized. And those are important to all of our people because that is where our past is recorded and documented. It is on the canyon walls, and all that once was along the land and of our ancestors and their final resting place. It's our duty and responsibility to do our best to protect these areas. But even more so on a more public note, it is public lands, and by every right, this also should include the use of everybody. And through our efforts, we're hoping to inspire and educate the public about how important the landscape is and the reason it needs to be protected and the stories that still reside on the land that connect the Native Americans to the land through their stories and history and events.
Now, you mentioned the Antiquities Act. What is that exactly, and why is this the route that you're using?
The Antiquities Act was established in 1906 for the benefit of preserving and protecting cultural sites specifically to Native Americans. And what it is it's the authority that the president can utilize in designating to protect the landscape and the antiquities of the area there for the Native Americans. And the reason why our coalition has chose to utilize this route is because the legislative route has become rather time-consuming, and we've exhausted many of discussions with our with the state legislatures, and to unveil, much of the deadlines that they've initiated and set, as well as appointments and conversations have relatively fallen by the wayside, and we desperately need the protection immediately rather than later. Like I mentioned before, active looting is a huge issue in the area.
Now, is this something that the president could do unilaterally and make it happen immediately?
Yes, and that's one of the reasons why we've been working on this effort for pretty close to a year, but it wasn't until December when we actually parted conversation with the Utah State delegation and realize that maybe that conversation was going to take much more time, and the protection is more immediate and needed and necessary.
How much support do you have in Utah for this?
In Utah, we have basically maybe over half of the native Utahns support this effort. And so as we move along, we've been helping to educate the community. We've been inspiring people to come and visit the area, to feel exactly what it is that we've experienced out on the land. And as we move along, we're starting to see more of the people become aware and gain appreciation for the area and how it truly is magnificent in its power to heal one individually, as well as I think it's just beginning to help heal the conversation between Native American tribes and the federal government and how we deal and interact with each other. It's much more of a larger conversation when we think about how we can affect how Native Americans and the federal government begin to come to the table and discuss solutions rather than continuing to list all of the problems and issues that we have challenges to. We're very, very valuable pieces to the puzzle that have been underutilized.
That sounds great. How can people find out more about this and perhaps see pictures of the land that you're talking about?
Oh, I'd love to invite everybody to visit the website, and you can access that at www.bearsearscoalition.org. We provide maps, pictures, a full copy of our proposal that we presented to the president and the administration, and we also provide a petition and encourage anybody who chooses to support our efforts to sign on to that petition, as well as much of the media coverage, and encourage anybody to continue to read and gain information about this issue.
Well, that sounds great. And how long do you think it's going to take before you know something from the president?
Well, we're absolutely hopeful within the next few months. And it's just a matter of fact that yesterday we provided a press release letting the public know that we're going to be engaging in conversation with some senior-level administration officials the early part of July. So we are definitely on an uphill swing and definitely very, very hopeful and looking forward to our next steps.
Wonderful. We hope you'll let us know how it goes, and we'll be watching for positive results.
Absolutely, and thank you for the honor and the opportunity to help inspire and educate others out there. And I encourage everybody to go to the website.
Well, thank you so much. Give the website again one more time.
www.bearsearscoalition.org.
Great. Regina Lopez-White-Skunk, thank you so much for being with us. And we hope you have a
Absolutely.
Great day.
Bye. Have a great day.
AM 1420 WAMV, Good Neighbor Radio.